I couldn't see but two possibilities. Either he couldn't be made well, in which case he was better dead for his own sake and for the safety of others, or he could be treated and made sane, in which case, it seemed to me, if he ever became sane enough for civilized society, and thought over what he had done while he was sick, what could be left for him but suicide? How could he live with himself? And suppose he escaped before he was cured and did the same thing again, and maybe again. How do you explain that to bereaved parents, in view of his record? I couldn't see but one answer. I found myself mulling over a discussion in our class in history and moral philosophy. Mr. Dubois was talking about the disorders that preceded the breakup of the North American Republic back in the 20th century. According to him, there was a time just before they went down the drain when such crimes as Dillinger's were as common as dogfights. The terror had not been just in North America. Russia and the British Isles had it too, as well as other places. But it reached its peak in North America shortly before things went to pieces. Law-abiding people, Dubois had told us, hardly dared go into a public park at night. To do so was to risk attack by wolf packs of children armed with chains, knives, homemade guns, bludgeons, to be hurt, at least, robbed, most certainly, injured for life, probably, or even killed. This went on for years, right up to the war between the Russo-Anglo-American alliance and the Chinese hegemony. Murder, drug addiction, larceny, assault, and vandalism were commonplace. Nor were parks the only places. These things happened also on the streets in daylight, on school grounds, even inside school buildings. But parks were so notoriously unsafe that honest people stayed clear of them after dark. I had tried to imagine such things happening in our schools. I simply couldn't, nor in our parks. A park was a place for fun, not for getting hurt. As for getting killed in one, Mr. Dubois, didn't they have police or courts? They had many more police than we have, and more courts, all overworked. I guess I don't get it. If a boy in our city had done anything half that bad, well, he and his father would have been flogged side by side. But such things just didn't happen. Mr. Dubois then demanded of me, define a juvenile delinquent.